This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, it's been a while since we've had a real meeting of the North East Radio Club, but we're hoping to have one on Friday the 29th of January. And yes, it will be in our club rooms, and it will be all about satellites on the night. However, as you realise with the way things are, we'll let you know in due course as to whether or not this meeting will be going ahead. So don't forget, the first meeting for 2021 is possibly going to be on Friday the 29th of January. Now, there will be a coffee club next Wednesday, and that will be in the Tea Tree Gully Library, where the cafe will be open for coffees again. So that coffee club meeting, of course, is at 10 a.m. at the Tea Tree Gully Library. And just before that real coffee club meeting, there will be a virtual one on the Houghton Repeater, 146850, at 9 a.m. So you can warm up with a virtual coffee club meeting and then go along for a real coffee club meeting. And of course, the other regular meetings that we have on air is the F Troop meeting. Every Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. we all gather on the Link Repeater Network and have a good talk about what we've been doing, with a special subject of the day picked by Tony, VK5FBIC. So come along to the Link Repeater Network every Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. for a good chat. Well, that's all for this week. Stay safe, 73s and good DX from me, Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's news from the South East Radio Group. I don't have much for you in the way of club news for this week because we have not had any activity as a club. A number of our members have been very busy as individuals, though. 6 metres has been hopping, and a number of our group have been having a ball working New Zealand, Cook Islands, New Caledonia, Japan, and I believe Guam. All of this action took place in the main using FT8, but a small portion have been using SSB. There's been a bit of a contest, I think, between a couple of members, one who was a staunch user of FT8 and the other who would rather use single sideband. Both have been getting results and having a great time bragging about it to anyone who will listen. Two of our members have had multiple 6-metre FT8 contacts with our club patron and former president, Kevin, VK4UH, who unfortunately is now a resident of Queensland. One of our club members has built himself a flower pot antenna for 6 and has been enjoying FT8 and a bit of slow scan TV as well. I believe that one or two others have been having fun on the bands as well while making good use of their holiday time. We hope that you are getting the most out of your Christmas New Year break as well. Let us hope that our health situation starts to improve very soon. That's your lot for this week. We have a business meeting coming up on the 15th and hopefully I may have some action for you after that. In the meantime, our members would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say, 73 from Serge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning and a happy new year to all from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group and its members. Well, a new year has begun with some promise, though tenuous, that it should be much better than the last year. The promise of improving HF propagation looks tantalising, with Solar Cycle 25 showing a good start. There has been some interesting 6-metre contacts being made, so the magic band is standing up to its reputation. The Amateur Radio Experimenters Group next general meeting is this coming Friday, the 15th of January, 2021. The meeting will be held at the AREG Club Rooms, Phelps Court, Fulham, with the doors opening at 7:15 p.m. All being well, the The meeting will also have a presence via Zoom for those members and others who are unable to be present. This month's topic is a little different, but equally fascinating. We will enter the world of electromechanical pinball machine restoration thanks to Scott, VK2JAX. Scott's journey started in October 2019 when he was looking through Facebook Marketplace and saw a pinball machine that was a little worse for wear. He couldn't resist purchasing it, so he began the long task of restoration. In this talk, he will go through the activities so far involved in restoring Jungle, an electromechanical pinball machine from 1972. ARIG's remote HF receiver site now open to the public. ARIG is pleased to announce that we can finally open ports on our HF remote receiver site to the general public. The ARIG HF receive site, located approximately 100 kilometres north of Adelaide in South Australia, is now operating a publicly accessible Kiwi SDR 4-channel receiver. This is the first active public service that the club is offering from the site. The system is currently using a broadband monopole vertical antenna. The site, which has been in development now for approximately a year, has other member services planned into 2021. Stay tuned as we continue to experiment and expand our capabilities at the site, including potential reverse beacon nodes, FT8 skimmers, whisper skimmers, and VHF monitoring services. Details for both the upcoming general meeting and access to ARIG's remote HF receivers may be found on the ARIG web pages at www.arig.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with this week's notes and news from AHARS. The January picnic is next Sunday, the 17th of January, at the Marion RSL, and the address is 31-39 Norfolk Road, Marion. It will be free to financial members of AHARS. The price for non-members, including partners who are not financial members of AHARS, will be $15, including a dessert. This event is not limited only to AHARS members and partners. Anyone is welcome. Starting time is 11 a.m. This is a picnic, and if the weather is suitable, it will be held outside under the trees. If the sky opens up like it did last year, it will be held inside the RSL club rooms. Please pack in your picnic table and chairs. If we have to move inside, you can leave them in your car. The barbecue will consist of the following: marinated steak, sausage, hamburger, and the salads consisting of potato, Greek coleslaw, and rice. The dessert will be a cheesecake with fruit sauce. The RSL volunteers do not have the facility to cater for individual dietary requirements, but are happy to cook food supplied by individuals. The rules concerning soft and alcoholic drinks are still the same. All beverages must be bought from the RSL bar. Tea, coffee and water, though, will be available free. To make up for the fun we usually have at the Christmas party, Shirley Williams has made up three substantial baskets for door prizes. You will be given a ticket and an armband when you arrive at the venue. If you have not paid by direct deposit before the day, the treasurer will be pleased to receive cash on the day. I need to have all registrations for this event by Monday the 11th of January. No registration, you'll go hungry. This AHARS year is almost finished for 2020-21, and it's time to think about the AHARS committee for 2021. AHARS needs you. Several weeks ago, I sent out a document outlining the duties of those on the committee and a nomination form. If you feel free to join the committee, fill out this form and post it to me at PO Box 501 Modbury, or scan and send it to me via email. I will send out these documents again today, just in case you've lost yours. This is urgent. Do it today. My email address is vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.